dear Father, we want to thank you and rejoice over the good name of Jesus Christ. I want to make the declaration, Father, that nobody else is going to be glorified here today. I come against every philosophy, every doctrine that's not of you, Father. And I want to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ will be seen and be clearly seen today, Father. I want to pray, Father, that they will see me not according to my complexion, neither to my accent, but they will see the Lord Jesus being revealed out of me, Father. I pray that the very presence of the Lord within me will be manifested. And I pray the Lord Jesus Christ will be seen and radiated through my words today, Father. I want to ask you, Father, that you will bring forth what you promised. That's all I ask you, Father. I want you to bring forth today what you promised, Father. And you promised us, and you promised that it will take place, Father. I thank you, Jesus, the body of Christ will see it, Father. It's not the works of a man, but it's the works of the Holy Ghost, Father. And I thank you they will see that today. Thank you they will see that. I thank you they will see that, Father. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I stir up the gift of God within me, Father. I stir up the gift of prayer within me. I stir up the gift of prayer within the body of Christ. And I declare now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, nobody but Jesus Christ is going to be control of the meeting here. Nobody but Jesus Christ is going to control of St. Mark's Church. I release the Spirit of God upon the congregation, Father. I release the Spirit of Jesus Christ upon the congregation. I release the Spirit of Jesus Christ upon the congregation. I release the Spirit of Jesus upon the congregation, Father. I release the Spirit of Jesus Christ upon the congregation. And I thank you, my God, you're going to have the glory today, Father. And we commission angels now, my God, to protect every door here. We thank you, my God, no demon is going to raise his head here, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We release now ministering angels now to hearken to the word of God. Psalm 103, verse 20. You hearken to the word of God. We command the angels to hearken to the word of God. You hearken to the word of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you the blood of Jesus for protect us and preserve us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Luke 7, verse 11. And it came to pass the day after, that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Luke 7, verse 12. And then when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. The amazing thing about this story is the evangelist Luke says this. No other gospel writers ever mentioned this story. Matthew doesn't mention this, John doesn't mention this, and Mark doesn't mention this. Only the evangelist Luke mentions this story. And the incredible thing about this story, folks, is you know the teaching, you ask, you get not because you ask not. It's not here. The lady never asked for the son to be raised up. Jesus moved just with compassion. So it's interesting, isn't it? She did not ask for the son to be raised up. Jesus was moved with compassion. So in other words, if your heart is pure and your hands are clean and you walk humbly before the living God and you flow with compassion and mercy, the man who is compassion himself, Jesus Christ, will be moved by compassion towards you. The lady did not ask for a son to be raised. Jesus was moved by her tears. And what's the first thing he said? He said, lady, weep not. Do not weep because the miracle is going to take place. So he'll come to the man, woman who is full of compassion and say, weep not. He'll take away your tears and say, a miracle is forthcoming, folks. Okay. She didn't ask. God moved by compassion. So the same in your life and my life. And many times you're not going to ask, but God will see your heart and will see my heart. And the Holy Ghost knows what your prayer is. Romans said, even before we ask. So the very prayer that is in our heart, he'll be moved to see you being a woman of faith, and a woman of compassion, and a woman of mercy. And that itself, compassion will move compassion within you. The Spirit of the Lord within me will move the Spirit of compassion. The Spirit of compassion will move towards me. Okay, folks, right? Remember the story. Okay, hallelujah. I thought today I'd speak about the presence of God. I heard Ben Ian, I heard Larry Lee, and Marion Sitchin all saying the same thing. The things that they are aspiring for is the presence of God. Benny Hinn said he'll be prepared to give the ministry, he'll give his church, he'll give anything, but one thing he'll never give is the presence of God. I heard Marion Sitchin saying the same thing too. I heard Larry Lee saying the same thing too. That you and I will never be at peace till we have experienced the presence of God. When you experience the presence of God abiding in you, as you walk, and as you talk, and as you communicate, absolutely no worry or anxiety or burden will overwhelm you because the sweet presence of Jesus Christ overwhelms you, folks. Okay. And Marian Sitton said, what one thing you must do, you must maintain the presence of God. And now you maintain the presence of God with studying the word or listening to tapes or in worship and praise. Don't let go of the presence of God. You cannot buy the presence of God with money. You can't buy the presence of God with credentials or education. The only way you're going to enjoy the presence of God is through prayer and intercession and praise and worship and the word. It's the presence of God that will bring Hebrews 4:9 a rest, free from sin and free from worry and free from anxiety. And we pray, and I pray, that this morning while we adore God and have a time of intercession, that you will experience the presence of God. Every man and every woman are aspiring for one thing, and that's the presence of God. It's the presence of God that brings peace into your life, folks. There is nothing that satisfies man other than the presence of God. Every man is hungry for the Shema, which brings the kebab. There is a presence which brings the substance, which brings the satisfaction of knowing the glory of God. There is a cry and desire of every person on the earth. And Marian Sitton says that we can lose, or the presence of God might not be manifested strongly on your lives. And that's why she says that each one of us must have a time of prayer every day. However busy you are, I remember Eleanor sharing with me a couple of days ago how he listens to the tapes every day in his car. So you've got to find time, folks, to experience the presence of God. You've got to find time. And you might, 10 minutes and 15 minutes might not be sufficient. That's why you've got to remember desire, discipline, and the delight. You've got to discipline your life. You and I have got to find time every morning to enjoy the presence of God. Because if you enjoy the presence of God every time of the day while you're working or whatever you're doing, you cannot forget the time you enjoy, the few minutes you enjoy experiencing Jesus Christ. But that will keep you going. It will keep you going every day. And every man of God and every woman of God I come across and every tape I listen to, they all give me the impression they spend some time with the presence of God. No way is God going to trust you with His glory if He does not see you communicating with Him each day. Okay, folks, so every day you must experience the presence of God because He brings life for you. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay, let's stand up and let's experience the presence of God in the gathering here. And we're going to lift up our hands because our hands are pure and they're sanctified. We've got clean hands and a pure heart. Those that got clean hands and a pure heart will have their prayers answered, because the prayer of a righteous man, God will definitely answer, because you and I are of right standing with Jesus Christ. A clean hand and a pure heart. So that's where we go immediately. We lift up our hands and we say, Our Father. And the reason why we call God Father, because He wants you to remind Him each day of what His Son Jesus died for you. It's because of the blood of Jesus Christ, and that's why no religion can dictate what we can say to our Father. It's the blood that makes me call God Abba and Daddy. It's the blood that made me become born again. It's because of the blood I'm clean and pure. It's because of the blood I'm sanctified. Okay, so lift up holy hands and we say, Father, we acknowledge you as our Father. It's because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We say, Our Father, and you are my Father. Glory, 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 glory. Glory be to you, Father. You are indeed my Father. You are indeed my Father. I thank you, Father, for the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father. I thank you for the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm born again, Father. I'm a new creature, my God. I can call you a Father. Yes, my God. You are my Father. You are my Father. You are my Father. You are my Father. Yes, you are my Father. Yes, you are my Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to you, Father. Glory be to you, Father. Glory be to you. Hallelujah. 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 I thank you for the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father. I thank you because of the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm a new creature, Father. I am a new creature, my God. I am a new creature, Father. And I thank you, hallelujah, Father. My name, my God, my name is known in heaven, Father. I am known in heaven, my God. I am known in high places, Father. It's because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to you, Father. Glory be to you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
We bless you, Father. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Father. We bless you. Yes, you are a good God, Father. You are a good God, my God. You are a good God, Father. You are a good God. You are my Lord and you are my Savior, Father. And I appreciate it, my God. I appreciate that you came and you died for me, Father. You came and died for me, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallowed be the name of the living God. We start always the Jehovah Shema because the Lord abides within you. The Holy Ghost is the tabernacle within you. And that's why I keep on saying every Tuesday morning, no one can ever say they are alone or lonely, because your friend and your companion and your covenant God abides within you. And that's why, folks, we start with Jehovah Shema. The Lord is within me. The Lord is always there. Hallelujah. Glory be to you, Jesus Christ. 1 Chronicles 9:13. Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name and the attributes which that name denotes. Okay, remember this. I will be thy name. We call all the names of God. Heaven, Jehovah Shema, and Jehovah Rapha, and Jehovah Jireh, and Jehovah Shalom, and Jehovah Rohi. Remember this, folks. Hallowed be thy name. See me? Hallowed be thy name. Remember the scripture. Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name and those attributes which that name denotes. 1 Chronicles 9:13. Attribute means a property, quality, or feature belonging to our representative of a person or thing. What feature and what quality? This name, folks, covering the name and the attributes. That's why we call on the name of the living God. And that's why we declare His Jehovah Shema to you. It's our ever-flowing presence. We can never, never, never be alone. And each name is covered and sealed with the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's covenant. It's text. It's sealed in the blood of God. My Father and me have got a covenant pact. And your Father and you have got a covenant pact. And that's why we proclaim out loudly, you are Jehovah Rapha. Yes, you are, Father. We declare, we pronounce, Father. We let you know you are Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah, folks. Lift up holy hands and declare the name of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Declare kingdom of God to control you today. No other kingdom. Glory be to you, Jesus Christ. No other kingdom. The kingdom of God to control you. Hallelujah.
I want to emphasize something that you and I ought to know. You know, Jesus said, you submit yourself to God and resist the devil. You better resist the devil, because no one else is going to resist the devil on your behalf. So when the demonic forces come, and they're coming each day,
And you know and I know many people are getting down under every day. And you know and I know thousands of people are dying to various circumstances each day. Okay, we don't take it for granted. Remember Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. And that's the type of people God will protect, folks. God protect, God won't protect everyone because there's a condition. And the condition is he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. And if you don't dwell in the shelter of the Most High, you cannot contest Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's only the person who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You want to be under God's protection, you got to dwell in the secret place. You want to be under God's protection, you got to proclaim. That's why the name of God is a sanctified name, because each name is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. So folks, if you don't proclaim it loudly, you're not going to get what the name will provide for you and me. Okay, so you got to proclaim it loudly. Remember Hebrews, Jesus cried with loud tears. He himself shouted, but you know why? Because when our spirit shouts and proclaims loudly, we are not going to look at our problems and anxiety. Our whole beings are crying aloud to God, saying, "We mean business, Father. We really mean business. Not only for you, but for your family and for your church." If there are problems in the church, it's because there are a group of people not praying the prayer that God wants them to pray. Okay, so if you and I can stand on behalf of your family, if you and I can stand on behalf of the church, half the problems will be solved, folks. Okay, so God has given us all the weapons, God has given us all the names, but we've got to proclaim it aloud. Remember Jesus said, when you pray, say, "Our Father, hallowed be thy name." John 15 verse 4, "Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can he except he abide in me." Philippians 4:13, "I thank for all things in Christ who empowers me. I'm ready for anything and equal to him who infuses inner strength into me. That is, I'm self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency." Isaiah 40 verse 31, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Every morning, folks, just think of the scripture. Just meditate, reflect, mutter the powerful scripture. "They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." However, whatever problems or whatever cares and concerns come, folks, you will not grow weary, because those who are strong shall do exploits for God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to you. Okay, folks, start praying for yourself now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Declare the kingdom of God to come and control you. Glory, 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 glory. I give my life to you, Father. I submit my life to you, my God. You are my King and you are my God and you are my Savior and you are my Redeemer, Father. If you bring the Rabbi Kona, the 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 I shall never, never, never be defeated, my God. I shall never be confused, Father. I shall never be dismayed, my God. You are my good shepherd, Father. You are my good shepherd, my God. You are my good shepherd. I become thy kingdom, and let your will be done on my life today, Father. Let your will be done on my life today, my God. Let your will be done on my life today, Father. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God shall control me, Father. The kingdom of Jesus Christ shall control me today, Father. The kingdom of Jesus Christ shall control me today, Father. Hallelujah. I exalt you, Father. And that's what you got to do, because it says there clearly, those who meditate in the word of God shall prosper. Okay, what more do you want? If you meditate in the word of God, because the Son of God is not a liar, what he says shall come to pass. And if he says, if you meditate in the word of God, you shall prosper, you shall prosper. Spirit, soul, body, and mind. Not only you shall prosper, but your family shall prosper, and your church shall prosper. Because you know why? It's the presence of God. Where the presence of God goes, deliverance comes. Because of the anointing that's going to break forth every yoke and every burden and every sin and every oppression. What you and I are going to carry each day is the presence of God. Where the presence of God, healing comes and deliverance comes and miracles take place. Because it's God in you that's going to be magnified. And that's what we must carry, the presence of God, wherever we go. Because the word of God is alive, it's not a dead word. When the word of God comes out of your mouth, it shall bring forth a 30, a 60, and a 100-fold return. So wherever we go, produce life. Okay, let the word that is treasured in your heart come forth out of your mouth. That every word will be sanctified with the word of God. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. His law meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prosper. Blessed is the man who does not walk, come on, in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prosper. Whatever he does, folks, put it into your spirit. Whatever you do, prosper. Hallelujah. Glory be to you, Jesus Christ. Isaiah 40, verse 28, 31. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Okay, folks, put this in your spirit too, please. The presence of God. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The presence of God, folks. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. I think I'm giving you enough scriptures today. Okay, so just if you want to experience the presence of God, go and wait upon God and get the word of God in. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Pray for your family. Lift up the surname of your family to the living God. Pray for salvation and deliverance in place of the blood of Jesus Christ on each member of your family. Pray that God will protect each one of them. Pray that God will keep them from the evil one. You remember, folks, that the devil has got a strategy, a scheme, a device. He's manipulating. He's out to steal and kill and destroy every member of your family. The devil shows no mercy. Okay, it's got a strategy against your parents, Jonathan, and that's why you got the responsibility to pray and ask God to protect your family. Because you know why? The last thing we want is a premature death on any members of our family. We want them to live and live a godly life, a godly heritage, and do exploits for God. Okay, every member of family, we pray that each member of our family become just like you and me, a warrior for Jesus Christ. Okay, so Sherry Jonathan, last Sunday, whatever job you are doing, folks, the second ring, you're first a Christian Amosa, who happens to be an accountant. Okay, you're first a born again, spiritual, tongue speaking, devil chasing Christian, who happens to be whatever you are doing. Okay, hallelujah. Acts 16, verse 30, 31. He, the jailer, brought them out and begged them, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, and your entire household." Remember, Jesus Christ is always interceding for you, and that's why be encouraged, be encouraged, be encouraged. It might not take place, but surely it's going to take place. Surely it shall take place, because the Son of God, the priest, the high priest, is interceding for you and for me. Hallelujah. Wherefore is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. And that's why it's existing, folks, even right now, he's ever liveth to make intercession for you and for me. And that's why my name and your name is written in the book of the Lamb of God. And that's why each day the Lord Jesus Christ is shouting out and proclaiming your name and my name. What a joy. What a joy. Hallelujah, Father. I declare the kingdom of God shall come and control every member of my family today, Father. Every member of my family shall be controlled by you, my God. I thank you for my mom and for my dad, Father. I thank you for my mom and for my dad, my God. You save them, Father. Save my family, my God. Protect them, Father. Protect my family, my God. Protect them, Father. Protect them. Save them, my God. I pray that you are Jesus Christ.
Understanding the body of Christ gets built up and edified, so he fills you and me with knowledge and understanding more of the presence of God. Okay, let's pray for John Stark. Glory, 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 glory be to your Father. Thank you, my God, for John Stark, my God. Even right now, my God, even right now, move on, Father. Move on, John Stark, my God. Move on, Father. Move on, my God. Move on, Holy Spirit. Move on, John Stark, even right now, Father. Even right now.
Heavenly Father, living God, His wife and His children, Father. I thank you for God's protection on the entire household, my God. I feel the protection of God on the entire household, Father. Hallelujah, 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 Father. I feel the protection of God on the entire household, Father. Yes, 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 my God. Let there be the God, 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 my God. And let there be the God, 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 Father. Let there be the God, 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 Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Okay, folks. St. Mark's Church. Jesus Christ is exalted over St. Mark's Church. Not any man or woman, but Jesus Christ. And daily we shall see a Spirit of God hovering over St. Mark's. Okay. We pray that the Holy Spirit give each leader in St. Mark's wisdom and understanding that every problem they encounter, that give them the wisdom of God. Glory be to you, Jesus. That the wisdom of God comes directly as you wait on Him. So we pray that every leader, even right now, they're caught up in the morning and they're seeking the face of God. It's your fault and my fault. If we don't seek the face of God, then we're going to be encumbered, folks, with the vices and tactics of the devil. Because daily is going to oppress you and daily is going to depress you. That's why we've got to wait on Him. Okay. He will not, the devil will not leave you alone. He is no gentleman. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Glory be to you, Jesus. I declare the Lordship of Jesus Christ over St. Mark's Church, Father. I declare the Lordship of Jesus Christ over St. Mark's Church, my God. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. He be God and all that you hear over St. Mark's Church, my God. I say Jesus Christ is God and all over St. Mark's Church, my God. Jesus Christ is God and all over St. Mark's Church. Jesus Christ is God and all over every member, every individual over St. Mark's Church, my God. Hallelujah. Let your will be done, Father. Let your will be done. I'll take up the glory, 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 my God, Father, this is my God, I pray, Father. This is my God, I pray, Father. This is my God, Father. I never leave my God. They shall seek your face, my God. They shall seek your face in your word, my God. The journey is the making of the word of God. They can do the making of the word of God. They can say, my God, they can say, my God. Hallelujah, 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 Father. You be exalted, my God. You be exalted, Father. You be exalted, Father. You be exalted. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Ephesians 2, verse 9 to 11, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Okay, folks. You know what? You've got to get the Holy Spirit within you. It's like what Lester Sumner said. Remember Lester Sumner said, he forced himself to go and proclaim the word. So what you got to do, folks? See, there are a lot of voices all around us, you know, from various sources they come, and they want to just trample us down and put a wrong burden on us. So what we do from the very innermost being of your spirit, and the word of God come out, okay? For your sake, just shout it out. Just proclaim the word loudly. Remember, the Muslims, 5 times a day, they proclaim over the microphone, don't they? They proclaim. They don't whisper. Folks, they proclaim that the old area over here, what they're going to say. So we're going to proclaim loudly so that they will hear over there in the north and the south and the east and the west the word of God. So an innermost being, proclaim it loudly. Okay, give it a try and see what happens. Philippians 2, verse 9 to 11. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name. He is above every name. For the name of Jesus, every name should bow. All things in heaven, all things in earth, all things under the earth.
and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God, the Father.
Let's give it, okay, folks. Let's give it another try. Okay, the word of God. Let's give it another try.
Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. There is a name of Jesus. Every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God,
the Father. Hallelujah.
Declare that Jesus Christ is God and Lord over the regions of the north and the south and the east and the west. You lift up and exalt the name of Jesus Christ and declare to you strong man that you have to bow your knees to the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to lose down and rightfully belong to the kingdom of God by faith in you, without him. Be called out of that Jesus is drawn to the mountain and the earth of Jesus Christ. Father, all your intercessions become very morning for our people. We thank you, Father, for all those that are coming to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus, and just for a few minutes, folks, let's pray for the north and the south, east and the west. Many, many people are on the road to destruction, even right now, folks, okay, lost and forsaken. And remember what Psalm 118, verse 17, that you and I shall not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord. And unfortunately, many people are not declaring that. Even many Christians are declaring they want to die. They say there's no hope. It's a lie of the devil, folks. The devil will come and lie to you. There is no hope. But there's hope in Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. Psalm 118, verse 17. You and I shall not die, but we shall live to declare the works of God. Okay. Never, never, never say you want to die, folks. Okay. But you know why? You're proclaiming a curse on yourself. What you're going to proclaim is a blessing. I shall not die, but live to declare the works of God. Okay. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we commit every family in the north and the south and the east and the west. They shall not die but live, my God, to declare the works of God. They shall live, my God, to declare the works of God. They shall live, my God, to declare the works of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Give us this day our daily bread. We thank God that He's our Father, He's our provider, and He's our supplier. And that's why I keep on saying, folks, you are a Christian first, and the rest is secondary. Yes, that's why we keep our eyes transfixed on Jesus Christ, because there's going to come a time when you and I are going to be completely dependent on Jesus Christ for our provision, folks. So that's why you start practicing the faith walk even right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks, supplier. Amen. Humble yourself. Lift and commit all blessings into your life. So stay humble and pray the prayer for the Father to provide your daily bread. And those who are humble, He shall surely exalt. And that includes spiritual and financial blessings. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I remember, Father, you said as you pray, give us this day our daily bread, my God. And I thank you, my God, I have a spirit of humility, Father. And I shall stay humble at all times, my God. I shall stay humble at all times, Father. At all times, I shall stay humble, Father. Hallelujah, 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 Father. I thank you, my God, to always be Jehovah Jireh to me, Father. I thank you, my God, to always be El Shaddai to me, Father. To be Jehovah Jireh and El Shaddai to me. Shall be my provider,
Be my supplier, my God. And all my provisions, Father. And all my provisions have been made, my God. I thank you, my God. You draw people from the north and the south and the east and the west, my God. They shall be a blessing to me, my God. They shall be a blessing to me, my God. And all my bills have been back and paid for, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, my God. I shall always be on the overflow, my God. On the overflow, Father. On the overflow, on the overflow, on the overflow, on the overflow, my God. All my needs have been met, Father. All my needs have been met, my God. All my needs have been met, Father. Hallelujah, 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 Father. Hallelujah, 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 Father. Glory, 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 glory to you, Father. All my needs, Father. All my needs have been met. Because you, my Father, my God, I can humble before you, Father. Because you, my Father, my provider, my all sufficiency, my God. My all sufficiency, Father. My all sufficiency. Hallelujah, 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 Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Beginning till the end for Jesus. You know, from the beginning till the end. And we see, Father, we see, Father, we see, Father, you're giving us advanced revelation and advanced knowledge, Father. And you're asking your people, my God, to be completely dependent on you. We foresee, Father. We can see something, Father. There's going to come a time when you're going to be completely dependent on El Shaddai and Jehovah Jireh for our provision, Father. We see something. Yes, we say, Father, we see something. We see something, Father. We see something. Hallelujah, 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 Father. And you will be caught unaware, Father. Then we'll be prepared, Father. We'll be prepared. We will be prepared. Father, when you come, Father, you shall see in me and the body here, Father, a people of faith, my God. Yes. A people of faith, Father. Yes. Completely depending on you for our total supply and our provision, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, so pray for yourselves. My daily bread will be provided for you today and for every day. Thank you, my God. I pray my daily bread shall be provided for me today, my God. All my bills shall be met, Father. I thank you, my God. All our provisions shall be paid for, Father, by you, my God, because you are a rich God, Father. You are a rich God, my God. Hallelujah. And you care for me, my God. You care for me, Father. You care for me. You love me. You love me, Father. You want to provide for all my needs, my God. Yes, Father. Yes, Mother. And I cast all my cares unto you, Father. I cast all my anxieties unto you because you care for me, Father. And you care for my family, my God. You care for me and for my family, Father. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And that's why, folks, you live in divine forgiveness each day. Don't let bitterness and resentment rule you, because the devil goes about destroying people's lives. And the evil spirit today will bring in bitterness. You might just be thinking of the presence of God, and suddenly you remember about that guy, about that woman, how they hurt you and how they betrayed you. Don't fall for the trap. Okay, don't fall for the trap. Commit unto God immediately, and you walk a walk of divine forgiveness and divine mercy. Because if you walk divine mercy and you walk a walk of divine forgiveness, you have a reservoir, then you may be able to show pity and compassion and mercy to others, folks. They shall see in you the love and the compassion of Jesus Christ. When they see in you the love and compassion of Jesus Christ, it's like a magnet. You draw many toward Jesus Christ. Okay, be a magnet. Be an ambassador for Jesus Christ today. Matthew 6, verse 14 to 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew 18, verse 33. From the story of a servant who owed 10,000 talents to his king, the Lord of servants forgave him. And should you not have had pity and mercy on your fellow tenants, as I have pity and mercy on you. Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them despitefully use you and persecute you. Just start praying, folks, now, and remember this scripture, okay? Jesus himself said this, folks. The Son of God said this, love your enemies, love them, love them, love them, love them, love them. Bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray for them to despitefully use you. Okay? There are people who are going to despitefully use you today. There are people who are going to use you wrongly today. But keep on praying for them, folks. You keep yourself under the walk of love. Protect yourself. Surround yourself with your love walk. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. I thank you, my God, that compassion and mercy and divine forgiveness shall rule me today, Father. Compassion and mercy and divine forgiveness shall rule me today, my God. Compassion and mercy and divine forgiveness shall rule me today, Father. Yes, 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 Father. Hallelujah, 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 my God. I pray for them who despitefully use me, Father. I pray for them who will persecute me, my God. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I bless them, my God, who will curse me, Father. I bless them, Father. I bless them, Father. I bless them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father. I bless them, my God. And I shall love my enemies, my God. My enemies, I declare to you, I shall love them, Father. I shall love them. I shall love them. I shall love them, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Glory, glory, glory be to you, Father. Matthew 5:44, for I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them who despitefully use you and persecute you. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them who despitefully use you. That insult you, slander you, and falsely accuse you. Those who are persecuting you. Forgiveness is never complete until you can pray for your enemies. Okay, folks, I pray. Hallelujah, 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 Father. And remember, folks, as long as God is in the kingdom of God, as long as you are a threat to the enemy, as long as you are proclaiming the kingdom of God, as long as you are bringing people in the kingdom of darkness to live in the kingdom of light, you are definitely, for sure, for certainty, you are going to have lots of enemies. Okay, start praying for them. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory be to you, Father. We magnify you, my God, I exalt you, Father. Hallelujah, I'm a man of mercy, my God, and compassion. And I pray, my God, you increase the mercy in me, Father, and the compassion in me, and the pity in me, my God. Loving kindness and mercy shall flow from my very being, my God. From my inner man, my God. Loving mercy and kindness shall overflow me, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I shall have a prayer, Father, a spirit of prayer for all my enemies, my God. I pray, my God, you bless them, Father. I pray, my God, give them a good blessing, Father. A good blessing, my God. I minister, my God, salvation to them. I minister the good news to them, my God. The good news to them, my God. The good news to them, Father. I pray, my God, mercy and compassion shall flow on them too, Father. Mercy and compassion shall overflow them too, Father. Mercy and compassion shall overflow them too, Father. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, my Father. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, my Father. Mercy and compassion shall overflow them too, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory be to you, Father. Glory be to you. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. We put on the armor of God. And dear folks, put on the armor of God. Because God says, it's the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but they are mighty through God, to pulling down a stronghold. And daily, you and I should go down pulling down strongholds on our lives. Okay. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. My Lord, put on the armor of God. Especially now. Glory be to you, Jesus. My Lord is the great Bible of truth. Jesus Christ is my truth.
Jesus Christ is my truth.
I have on the breastplate of righteousness.
Jesus Christ, you are my
righteousness. My feet are shod with the gospel of the good news.
My feet are shod with the gospel of the good news.
I am ready.
To
walk in the Spirit.
I walk in the Spirit.
And I will not fulfill the lust of my flesh. I'm going to trade on serpents and scorpions today. And over all the power of the devil.
Absolutely nothing
is going to hurt me today.
Above all,
I take the shield of faith.
I can quench
all the fiery darts
of the devil.
I pull down
the
helmet of salvation.
My mind
is the rubbish bin.
I have the mind of Jesus Christ
and the sword of the Spirit,
which is the word of God.
It's in my mouth
And I will speak it boldly. I shall pray always in all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
91. Okay, folks, remember what I said. It's he who dwells. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide. The condition is you must dwell in the shelter of the Most High. It's only those who dwell will abide, folks. Okay, Psalm 91, dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust, who delivers me from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover me with pinions, and under his feet I may seek refuge. It's faithfulness in the shield and bulwark. I will not be afraid of terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but he shall not approach me. I will only look down with my eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For I have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High my dwelling place. No evil will befall me, nor will any plague come near my tent. For his angels charge concerning me to guard me all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, that I strike my foot against the stone. I will sit upon the lion, the cobra, the young man, the serpent. I will trample down, because he has loved me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him, and let him behold my salvation. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't forget the Saturday's induction of John Star Folks. It's now received on Tuesday morning at 6:40 sharp.